Why did you decide to apply for Zone 4 City Council?
I decided to apply because I really have a passion for Springfield. Grew up in this community, chose to come back to this community because this is where my wife and I wanted to start a family. So I have we have a 2-year-old son now, and I'd like to do what I can to make this a place where he and all the other children grow up to love as much as I do. I think that with my experience in research, strategic planning, as a small business creator, as one of the co-founders of 5 Pound Apparel, and a young professional here, I think that I have something to bring to council, and I can help in the decisions that council's facing over the next year or two to help make things better for the folks who live in Springfield.
So what strengths, I know you mentioned some just now, but what strengths do you feel you'll bring to the position?
I think the collaborative and informed approach to decision making. I'm not driven by ideology, not driven by kind of personal agendas or what team I'm on. My approach is always to work with others and to look at the relevant facts and find the best way to get us to where we want to go on any given issue. And I think that process can help contribute to the decision-making discussions on council. I think that I do have a perspective as a young professional that's a different perspective I can bring to council as we're working to be a place to attract other young professionals to stay here or to move to this area. And kind of going back further, my passion for Springfield really starts with the fact that this community welcomed my mom as an immigrant from Brazil and my dad as a first-generation student from Kansas. So I like to say, both my parents came here from a foreign country. I wouldn't be here without Springfield being a welcoming community, and I'd like to do my part to make sure that's true for others as well.
And you talked about the importance of collaboration, which is so important when you're on any kind of a decision-making group. What do you think are important things for any decision-making group to do to come to the best possible conclusion? Because I know that can be difficult sometimes at best.
I think it starts with, accepting that we may have different views on how to get somewhere, but almost always we want to get to the same place. We want what's best for Springfield. We want better quality of life for our residents, better jobs, fewer families in poverty. We have shared goals, and if we can identify the fact that we have shared goals, then that helps us work towards achieving them together. I think listening is also very important. I think that listening not just to others on council, but listening to everyone in Springfield, because we all have something to bring to the table. We all have different perspectives. And so that's something that I'm committed to, especially for Zone 4, is making sure that I'm always available to hear any feedback that anyone wants to provide me, because I think the more feedback you get, the more informed you can be. And I think beyond that, just research, knowing the facts, seeing what other, when you're dealing with an issue, very few things are you truly new. So looking to see what's been done in the past, what other cities have done, and getting whatever evidence we can to guide us towards making the best possible decision.
And you're certainly not new to volunteering. You've sat on several boards. What are you currently volunteering for?
So I have been serving on the Springfield Green County Library Board, which I've loved. I will have to give that up with council, and very sad for that, because I think that's a great organization that serves our community well. I'm also currently the president of the Foundation for Springfield Public Schools, and members of other regional organizations like the Downtown Springfield Association. Through my job, I'm the legislative chair of the Research Council for the Missouri Community College Association, so I get to do a lot of work at the state level collaborating with other researchers at other colleges on providing information to our decision makers as it relates to public policy issues and state legislative issues as well.
And so those are certainly great experiences to bring to council as well, I would imagine.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that those experiences will let me contribute and will let me kind of hit the ground running starting Monday.
What do you see as some of the main issues in Zone 4 Springfield?
I think one of the main issues, and this is not unique to Zone 4, but is true across the city, is really the skills gap. And I think that's true across the state and nation as well. We have a lot of quality jobs that are sitting vacant because we lack the applicants with the technical and or soft skills to be able to fill them. And so that hurts the ability of existing businesses to grow, hurts our ability to attract new businesses, but it also hurts individuals because you have potentially transformative jobs out there that they could get with oftentimes short-term training programs if they had access to them. And so I think that the more that we can do to provide residents with access to that relevant technical training and soft skill training, and we've got a great asset in our set of universities and colleges here in town to be able to tackle that problem, that transforms lives. That breaks people out of poverty. It allows for more economic vitality, more revenue for the region, more jobs, more opportunities to invest in other projects that can build for the future. And I think it puts us at a competitive advantage nationally because this is a problem that everyone is facing. I think we're uniquely positioned to solve it. And I think if we do, there are countless benefits for Zone 4 residents, but also for the city as a whole.
And what about the city as a whole? What are some other issues that you see as being things maybe that need to be addressed or things we're doing right?
I think there's a lot that we're doing right that we can use to kind of build on. I think that as we look at things like, you know, Wonders of Wildlife being handed a world-class attraction for the city, looking to take steps that can kind of capitalize on that and bring in additional, you know, tourists to the area and connect areas of development. So looking, for example, at the corridor between Wonders of Wildlife and downtown on Campbell, if we can encourage kind of development of those corridors, connecting areas that are centers of attraction, centers of activity, it makes the city more appealing in terms of a place to live. It makes the city more appealing in terms of a place to visit, which means more tourism for our area. I think the same is true with our points of entry. I think we have a wonderful airport. We have a lot of reasons to come to Springfield, but the corridors in between the points of entry and the places where people spend time aren't always as well developed. And so even looking at things like the proposed I-244 interstate loop, I think that there are steps we can take that take existing resources and existing infrastructure and improve them in a way that makes them a lot more marketable and also makes them a lot more useful for our city residents.
So you have one orientation session under your belt. How's it going so far?
Well, there's a lot to learn. I've always watched the city council meetings, at least on live stream. I usually watch them with my son, and I've been to them in person for the past few months. So I've always tried to stay informed. I care, you know, deeply about the city and the issues we face, and I like researching. It's my day job, and I like to do it in the evening and weekend as well. So I've been trying to stay informed. I've got to get even more informed. So I've got a stack right next to me right now of reading to do, and once I'm done with that stack, I've got several more waiting for me this weekend. I'm going to do my best to be well informed and ready to contribute starting Monday night.
Well, again, congratulations.
Thank you.